Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am your brother. I am with you. I like to speak about death, dying, and the afterlife this time. Many of you are afraid of dying, even though most of you believe in an afterlife and identify with your soul more than with your physical body. Many of you who are listening to this message are in the midst of a transition from ego to heart-based awareness, and you know deep down in your heart that you are eternal, that you are not bound to a particular form or a human body, and that life goes on. However, still you are afraid because dying and letting go of the body brings about deep change, or at least it seems so. It brings an end to physical life. You have to say goodbye to your loved ones, to your body, to Earth, and it seems that no greater change can happen than what happens when you die. And generally, change, or the prospect of change, creates fear in human beings, in human consciousness. It is the fear of letting go, of losing control. And although it's human to have fears, and it is wise to accept your fears and surround them with friendliness, with kindness, but in spite of that, it's really important to look at death from a perspective beyond fear. Because death is, in fact, a portal, a doorway, and when you go through it, you in fact return back to what is known to you. It is, in fact, not a plunge, a jump into the unknown. It's more like a return home. And most of you who are listening will instantly recognize this the moment you leave your physical body. You will reunite with your soul's awareness, with what you now call your higher or greater self. And the first feeling will be, ah, yes, I remember. There will be a sense of relief, sometimes also regret, because of course you do finish your focus in physical reality. And depending on the circumstances in which you die, you may feel some sadness or regret. But the most beautiful thing about dying is that you reconnect to yourself, capital Y, which feels like a breath of oxygen, a breath of fresh air, after having been focused in a reality, the reality of Earth, in which it is much harder to connect with your essence, your soul, your wisdom, because there's such a heavy layer of fear-based consciousness on earth, that even for an aware soul, which you are, who you are, it's hard to keep in touch with the wisdom inside you. It's hard to remain centered. So, generally speaking, leaving the physical body, being detached from it, will feel like a relief to you, and like a revelation in which you suddenly remember and feel who you are. However, there's a part of your consciousness that may still be trapped by your human fears or emotions or judgments. And for this part, it is not as easy to feel the liberation or the reconnection with your soul's greater awareness. It is your human part, so to speak. And it's still there, it's still intact after you die. You bring with you your emotions or habits of thinking and feeling. And this creates your reality in the astral realms. The astral realm is a realm or dimension or energy field in which you create, not materially, but in a more refined or ethereal sense. You create reality. You can create like a house, an environment, a place, and you can create beautiful surroundings in nature, and all of this will reflect your inner state, your consciousness. And what you create is often a mixture of light and darkness, and this is the exact mixture that is inside you. On Earth, it's different in the sense that there is a reality there containing dark and light for all of you who are in human body. There's a shared reality, and although your perspectives on it can differ greatly, and you all know how your subjective interpretation of a situation can be totally different from someone else's interpretation, so your experiences on Earth are different. However, there's a shared reality. There's an objective reality outside of you. And in the astral realms, that's not or hardly the case. The astral realms are more subjective. They are, in a way, more the product of your individual mind or being. And in that way, the astral realm is more similar to what you now call the dream state. And the reality you create in the astral realm reflects more your individuality, your individual consciousness, more than reality on Earth. This has an advantage, but also a disadvantage. The advantage is that you experience directly who you are. Your surroundings are a direct reflection of your inner being. There's no gap. It's like the inner and the outer are the same. The subjective and the objective are the same, are one. So if you are a conscious, mature soul whose focus is on heart-based awareness or reaching heart-based awareness, your surroundings will be generally peaceful and harmonious and much more peaceful than the reality on Earth. And for many of you, it will be a tremendous source of healing to be in these beautiful surroundings after you died. What you traditionally call heaven or the paradise is associated with these with the higher astral realms, places of infinite beauty, comparable to a very high vibrational version of Earth. And most of you want to stay there to recover from the some of the harsh experiences you had on Earth during several lifetimes, actually. And there are also other astral, there's also a dimension of astral reality which is darker, where souls experience the darkness that's within them, their fears or limited beliefs, emotions of hatred, jealousy, greed, whatever, all these human emotions which spring from a deep feeling of separation from the soul or from the divine. So the astral realm also covers these lower realms. And what distinguishes the astral plane from the earth plane is that on the astral planes, these different levels are separate from each other. Whereas on Earth, they exist simultaneously, and you are in the middle of all of these. Now, I said that there is a apart from the advantage of being in a higher astral realm and experience the beauty and the healing and the peace, there's a disadvantage, and the disadvantage is that in the astral realm it's harder to change. In the astral realms, time or the experience of time is very different, and compared to Earth, things happen more slowly there. Earth or the Earth dimension is an incredibly dynamic place, which is makes it very intense for the soul to dwell here. A lot happens on the emotional level every moment, every day of your life. You are immersed in a mixture of dense emotional energies, and it is heavy, it's a strain on the soul to be here, but you do learn a lot, you experience a lot in a short amount of time. The span of one human lifetime for the soul is really short, even though it can seem terribly long for you being in it, but it's intense. And in the astral realm, things can get stuck, or there can be a lack of growth or dynamics after a while, because precisely because the inner and the outer are one, are the same. You are, in a way, you are the king of creation there, but this also means that it's harder for something outside of your creation to reach to reach you. And many of you who I am speaking to now are lightworker souls, which means you are souls who have been incarnated on Earth many, many times. You are well into the transition from ego-based to heart-based awareness. You are mature or even old souls, and your deepest purpose is to actually rise beyond the astral plane and connect with the pure plane of consciousness, which has been called the causal plane in traditional spiritual literature. It's the plane of pure consciousness, or you could call it crystal consciousness. These are all just names. But on this higher plane of awareness, you get out of the dream state. Even though the dreams may have been beautiful, your deepest desire is to go to rise above or beyond your own subjectivity and to connect with what I will just call the divine in a more direct way. You want to move beyond separation, and the astral realm, even up to the highest level, which is a level of great radiance and light, even on this level there is a sense of separation, and your soul is yearning to move beyond it. Within the astral realms, there is still a veil around you. The veil is about a deep fear inside you. And deep down, it's actually a fear of being one with God, being one with the divine. And it may sound strange. However, to be one with God means to let go of all control. And it seems like a dying experience to your personality. And the soul, your soul, also has a personality which has accompanied it throughout all the multiple lifetimes you've had on Earth and in different places of the universe. So it seems somehow the personality clings to itself, even in the higher realms. But what happens actually when you do move beyond the astral realm, which is to move completely beyond illusion, your personality doesn't get destructed or isn't annihilated. It doesn't entirely disappear, but it comes, it's like if it had a body, you would say that all cells of the body would be illuminated from within, and you would remain unique, yet at the same time fully connected, fully one with the divine. On this level, human words cannot grasp what it feels like. And it's actually not important either, because this level of being or reality will start to speak to you as an experience, not as mental knowledge. And what's important, what I like to share with you, is that when you cross over to the other side, as you call it, when you die, you will very likely enter a peaceful place. You will enter the astral realm, and overall, it will be a good place to dwell. And thus, there is no reason to fear death for you, even if you have gone or are going through deep states of fear or feeling disconnected or depression or any negative feelings you experience in your life. It's as a light worker soul, you are generally in this lifetime connecting with deep emotions from not just this life, but previous lifetimes. Your soul in this life is yearning for integration, really understanding yourself, and having compassion for the parts of you that became discouraged, disillusioned. And your sensitive souls, and just being on earth is hard for a lot of you. But in addition to this, you are confronted in this lifetime with traumatized parts of you which belong to you, and as a soul who took part in the evolution of consciousness on earth, and I've talked about this many times before, as lightworker souls, you were confronted with rejection and misunderstanding, especially in the last cycle of your lifetimes on earth, and you are all trying to come to terms with this. Trying to come to terms with being different. You are pioneers of consciousness. You are leaders in invisible ways. You may feel lost and lonely in this reality, which is now faced with multiple crises on a global scale. I want to remember you of who you are. You are an older soul, and you are here now in this life right now to heal yourself. So put that first on your list to understand and heal yourself is your primary goal. And in doing so, you will actually be able to get a glimpse of the higher astral realms, and even beyond the causal realm, the vibration of pure awareness or pure love, pure divinity. You will be able to have a glimpse of this level of being while still in body, if you truly devote yourself to loving and cherishing who you are, understanding your history, your wounds. This healing journey when you pursue it while being in a human body is this journey, although it may seem very heavy at times, it's very fulfilling for the soul. It also inspires other people around you. Whatever you do creatively from an awareness of your soul and the divinity inside you, it will teach people, it will reach out to them, go directly to their hearts. So it, by being yourself, you create a bridge to the higher astral realms and beyond them while being on Earth, and this brings hope and inspiration to other people. But even more so, it lifts you up, and in a way, it you are, by in doing so, you are transcending death, physical death, while still alive. And doing so makes it also easier, less fearful to go along with death when it comes. The more you connect with your soul, the greater you now, the easier it becomes to go through the doorway of death when it arrives, because you realize it's not such a big leap as it seems to be from a purely human perspective. If you remain stuck in feelings of depression, darkness, whatever, negative moods and emotions, like structurally, and you take them with you to the other side, to the astral realm, they will be with you there as well. Although when you are a mature soul, your surroundings generally will be loving and peaceful, and these will be like dark patches to work on. So do not fear, you will be in a place of harmony which reflects who you essentially are. However, I know it sounds strange, but it may be harder to work on your own darkness, your fears, depression, whatever. It may be harder to work on it on the other side, in the astral realms, because things move more slowly there. There's less reason to change. And on Earth, although the circumstances may seem harsh here, because you are surrounded generally by a level of awareness which is more high, still, Earth offers unique opportunities for growth. It's because of the intensity that the Earth dimension offers to you, that it's the intensity that can kind of force you, between quotation marks, to make choices for light, choices to love and value yourself above all. In the astral realms, you are less forced to make choices. There's less of the intensity that marks the Earth experience, and I am suggesting to you to use this intensity to make choices for the good, to really choose to know who you are, and know you are not the fear or the negative beliefs that may be inside you right now. If you are confronted right now with difficult situations in your life, and when these bring up very challenging emotions or moods, I'm suggesting to you to see it as an opportunity created by your soul to face the darkest parts of yourself. Don't see it as a failure, but see it as an opportunity. And it may seem very hard to do this, because you can be overwhelmed by hardship or heavy feelings, but I'm asking you now to connect with a part of you that really belongs to the higher vibrations of the higher part of the astral realm. Imagine right now you're in this realm. You have been there before. Your surroundings are beautiful. You see the most exquisite colors and forms of nature. The air is light and fresh. You hear the sound of softly running water. You may hear birds. You go to a lovely, peaceful place there, and maybe you've been there before. You have dwelt there. Maybe you even see a house that belongs to you, a place where you can rest and recover. And go there now and feel who you really are. Whatever is happening to you now is only relative. It's not completely who you are. You are a much brighter and greater being than your human mind can comprehend. And when you are in this beautiful place of peace and harmony, you take a deep breath. You feel the relief. This is your true home. And from this place, you can travel anywhere you like. The universe is your playground. Your stay on Earth is just one of your visits, one of your adventures. It's like one breath in the lifetime of your soul. And then you notice, you see a sun shining in the sky, in the heavens. And this sun radiates a light that goes beyond the astral plane. It's from a plane of pure awareness, which has no form. It just is. It's pure light, it's pure beingness, and it's the source of all life, of all form, of all creation. And you feel the beams of sunlight on your face, on your astral face, and you drink in the light from this source. And as you do this, you now allow your physical and human self to merge with who you are on the higher astral plane. So you let the sunshine from the divine above you also be absorbed by your physical body here and now. There are no veils anymore. You are one with the divine now. And just allow the light, the pure consciousness to enter your energy field in the here and now. You don't have to think about your problems or your issues. The solution will not come from the mental level. It will come from remembering yourself. From allowing yourself to be much more than you think you are. Dying is nothing else than a change of focus. And it's actually when you are able to die during your life, change your focus and change it, attune it to a deeper part of yourself. When you're able to do this, to release, to let go of the stuck parts of your personality, which are rigid and fear-based. As you do so, you come to see that dying is actually the most joyful thing. Dying, in the true sense of the word, is returning home. But the home is something new. It's not something old you return to. It's like you create heaven as you go there. And the traces you leave behind are like beacons of light for other souls who are on the same journey, as eventually all souls are. I say goodbye to you now, and I wish you keep in mind that the bridge to heaven, to the higher astral realms and beyond, to the place where the divine sun shines, the bridge is always open. You can go there now and receive the light of your true nature. Thank you for being here with me today. I love being with you. And I wish to thank you for who you are. And having shared our energies together today. Thank you.